This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. A cloudy day. 80% chance of rain today. Showers and or thunderstorms probably in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Tonight, still an 80% chance of rain with a low around 68. And then tomorrow, not a lot better. Mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperature tomorrow, about 80 degrees. In fact, it's going to be cloudy pretty much all week. A mighty big day yesterday at the North Carolina General Assembly building. It was another Moral Monday. We'll get to that in just a moment. But here in Chapel Hill last night, the town council voted last night to put the town's cell phone driving ban on hold until the fall, despite a decision from the North Carolina Court of Appeals that would have allowed it to go into effect next week. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has been covering this story and has the report.
The Chapel Hill Town Council voted 7-1 last night to delay implementation of the town's ban on cell phone use while driving until October 1st. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said there's still a slim chance the state Supreme Court could agree to hear the case.
I personally believe it's unwise to tinker with this until we get some finality. I'm also concerned about going ahead and expending resources on education campaign and other kinds of things that say that there is a cell phone ban while driving in effect when it still might be in jeopardy.
When the council approved the ban back in March of 2012, it was the first in the nation to prohibit the use of both handheld and hands-free devices behind the wheel. However, a lawsuit challenging both the cell phone driving ban and the town's towing regulations led to an injunction from the Orange County Superior Court that prevented the ban from being enacted last year. That injunction was dissolved by the State Court of Appeals earlier this month, making it possible for the town to start enforcing the ban next week. Instead, council members agreed they want more time to wrap up the legal proceedings and work on an educational campaign for drivers. Councilmember Matt Chakovsky cast the lone vote against the delay. He argued the ban is not likely to be enforced and said he'd rather see the town focus on enforcing the statewide ban on texting while driving instead.
We would be much better off if we as a town said, we're going to enforce the anti-texting law. But we're not going to do that. We're going to educate people on the danger of using cell phones in cars, with the likelihood of anybody ever being cited somewhere between slim and non-existent.
Once Chapel Hill's ban is in place, the use of a cell phone while driving inside town limits would be a secondary offense, meaning police could only charge drivers who'd been stopped for other violations. Drivers found to be using a phone behind the wheel would be subject to a $25 fine. Kurt Ribisil is a professor at UNC's Gilling School of Global Public Health. He told the council the ban could set a precedent for other communities to follow.
I think it's fantastic. I think we're setting the norm. I think you're going to see communities across the country passing similar policies like this in the coming years, and I'm glad we're at the forefront. Thank you for your leadership.
The cell phone driving ban is slated to go into effect on October 1st, but the council will have another chance to review the ordinance before that happens this fall. The towing regulations, which limit how much tow operators can charge and require increased signage on private lots, will go into effect next Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In its latest poll of North Carolinians, public policy polling found that a majority of Republicans in our state disapprove of the job the GOP-controlled state legislature is doing. Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, attributes this to the extreme legislation being pushed by the General Assembly.
I think that Republican voters just think that a lot of the proposals that Republican legislators have been passing in the General Assembly really are just too extreme, too far to the right, even by Republican standards.
Among the extreme legislation Jensen cites is a bill to allow guns on all educational properties, a bill to raise interest rates on consumer loans, and a ban on purchasing cars over the phone or internet, which would make it difficult to buy electric cars here in North Carolina. In addition, both the House and Senate's proposed budgets had disapproval rates of 49% and 50% respectively, including a 33% disapproval of the House budget and 35% disapproval of the Senate budget by Republicans.
Average voters probably don't really know that much about what's actually in the House budget or the Senate budget, but they know that they don't trust the General Assembly, so they kind of just are inherently opposed to a lot of what they're trying to do.
While a majority of voters disapprove of the Republican-controlled legislature, the disapproval ratings for both parties in the General Assembly are almost equal, with Democrats and Republicans unfavorable at 47 and 49%, respectively.
A lot of time, voters don't actually know who's in charge of the General Assembly. Some people really just may not be aware that it is Republicans who are totally in charge and pushing this kind of stuff. especially because that is a change from the standard we've had in North Carolina, where Democrats have generally been in charge over the years.
In addition to the General Assembly's bad numbers, Governor Pat McCrory has reached his lowest approval ratings yet, with 45% of voters approving of the job he's doing. While the governor's been able to fare better than the roundly disliked legislature, Jensen says McCrory's lack of resistance to the General Assembly is seen as implied support.
I think a lot of the Democrats and more moderate-leaning independents who voted for him last year, who generally vote Democratic, maybe are feeling like he has not been quite as different as a Republican as they thought he would be.
In April, public policy polling found that 31% of Democratic voters in the state approved of McCrory's work, but now polling is finding his support among Democrats at 24%. 71% of Republicans approve of the work the governor is doing. Well, yesterday was a mighty busy day in Raleigh. A lot of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County people were there. 84 people got arrested at the 7th Moral Monday protest in Raleigh, including four members of the United Church of Chapel Hill. Police estimated that close to 1,000 people gathered for the rally outside, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. WCHL's Rachel Nash was more, as usual, and she has more.
That's the sound of hundreds of protesters inside the General Assembly. The activists who planned to be arrested walked in a circle outside the chamber doors, chanting and singing. 19-year-old Kira Freslin was one of them.
I think it's time that we, you know, stand up. You can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk.
Freslin and her pastor at the United Church of Chapel Hill, Jill Edens, along with fellow congregation members, Reverend Susan Steinberg and Dave Otto, all were arrested Monday night, rallying against Republican policies ranging from social spending to education and voting rights. 17 were arrested in the first Moral Monday protest in late April. Now the arrest total is nearing 500. The number of supporters has grown as well, with attendees traveling from places like Charlotte, Wilmington, and Black Mountain. Here's Pastor Eden.
And we're in this for the long haul. I mean, we understand we could be doing this till November of 2014.
The United Church of Chapel Hill has sent about 25 people each week, and about 10 members have been arrested. But before the arrestees, who wore green armbands, arrived at the General Assembly, the NAACP debriefed them on what to expect, how to march in, and passed out sign-up sheets. Here's Steinberg.
Honored to have this opportunity and thankful that it's so well organized that I feel very safe going into it.
Steinberg is the associate pastor for Children's Ministries in the United Church of Chapel Hill. She said the last straw for her was the proposed legislation that would allow guns to be carried in public places like playgrounds. NAACP protest organizers also provided snacks and transportation to the General Assembly for the soon-to-be arrestees. Here's NAACP State Chapter President and Civil Disobedience Movement leader, Reverend William Barber.
So let it be clear and let it be known. They may not change, but neither will we. As long as we got breath in our bodies, as long as we got marching in our feet, we will stand, we will fight, we will speak, we will stand, we will fight, forward together.
Speakers from state advocacy groups also spoke about environmental and health care issues, which were spotlighted topics of the day. Here's Dave Otto.
I'm here to stand up for what I think is important. I'm sick and tired of reading every day in the paper what the legislature is doing. I haven't seen a single thing that they propose that I agree with.
Before the supporters and arrestees marched into the General Assembly together, they gathered outside for a rally which included music and speeches. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention's Jan Berger was there. He carried his larger-than-life puppet representing Mother Earth to take a stand for the environment.
I try and have my work and what I believe in intermesh, not be different. So if I can use my art, the stuff that I make, the puppets and the images that we create, to make a difference in the world, feels great.
Carrboro Alderman Sammy Slade and Damon Siles, who were arrested during previous protests, were in attendance, as well as Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties. Barber also issued a call for larger crowds to attend the next two protests, dubbing the Mass Moral Mondays. Rachel Nash, 91.9 FM, WCHL.
It's not just about those people who are willing to get arrested. There are thousands more who have been showing up to show their support for the cause at Moral Mondays, and other North Carolinians are getting active in other ways, including one small business owner in Chapel Hill who chose a unique way to get her message across. Sylvia Steer is the owner of Golden Age Bakery, a gluten-free bakery she operates out of her home in Chapel Hill. Ordinarily, she's trying to sell her cookies, but on Monday, she gave them away, 170 of them, in fact, hand-delivering one each to every single legislative office in the State House and Senate. Her mission? To urge the General Assembly not to pass House Bill 998, the House's tax reform plan that will expand the scope of sales taxes while cutting the tax rate on large corporations.
It will reduce corporate taxes over the next few years to completely eliminate them by 2017. That's going to put a lot of the burden on the people that actually consume, and that would be approximately 95% of North Carolina. I do not consider that good for business, from my small business standpoint.
Supporters of the bill say it's designed to ease the tax burden on businesses, including small businesses, by basing taxes more on consumption. But Steer says the consumption-based tax system wouldn't be good for her business either.
I feel like if I were a large corporation, I certainly might consider this beneficial for my corporation. But for one thing, I am a consumer, and my customers are consumers, and I would like to not raise prices on ourselves. I feel like it's the large corporations that could, you know, probably afford to spend a little bit more.
House Bill 998 is not the only tax plan out there. The state Senate is debating several different tax reform proposals, and Governor Pat McCrory has offered his own as well. Each of those plans also includes reductions in the corporate tax, though not all of them expand the sales tax as the House bill does. The General Assembly and Governor McCrory's office are expected to reach agreement on a final tax plan by the end of this month. While the final plan may not please Steer, she says she's glad to have spoken out, and she's hopeful her novel approach might have gotten legislators' attention.
It felt very good, actually, just kind of get out there, see some faces, smile, hand these off. They were, in my opinion, very beautifully packaged little thank you cards with my note saying why I don't think they should pass this bill, and a little cookie that I hope kind of showed who I am and what my business is doing.
Steer sells her Golden Age Bakery products online and in local stores, including Southern Season and Foster's Market. You can hear more about her bakery by viewing the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. A former governor has passed away. That story and more coming up in just a moment on WCHL. And time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, whatever you drive, with four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and in Durham. ChapelHillTire.com. Now with traffic, here's Rand Northen.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road, the East Franklin Split area, and I-40, seeing some slowdown there. Also, NC-54 westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing some delays as well. Of course, there's that construction out there. Summertime means construction on the roadways, and there is that plenty of that in Chapel Hill, especially that South Columbia Street, completely closed on the southbound. Northbound is open. There is a detour. You can go Manning Drive to 15501, and just a small detour there. But give yourself some extra time if you're traveling in those areas of construction. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. No accidents to report for you right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
Love all that road construction and all those orange cones and barrels.
You betcha.
Been caught in it so many times. It's amazing.
It really makes summertime just extra special.
Believe me, we feel your pain. Weaver Dairy Road especially.
Oh, yeah. It'll be there for years.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll be dead by the time it's finished.
Well, we hope not.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpet Weather brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carpet. Well, it is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's actually warmed up a couple of degrees. Mostly cloudy today, 80% chance of showers and or thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. High today about 83. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, 80% chance. Low tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little better, 50-50 chance of rain, and the high about 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, still cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, and that will continue all the way through the weekend, basically, partly cloudy skies, highs on Saturday and Sunday, both days in the low 80s. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
North Carolina's 68th governor and first Republican governor of the 20th century, Jim Holzhauser, has died at the age of 78 after a long illness. James Hubert Holzhauser was a native of Boone before he graduated from Davidson College. He then got his law degree from the university here in Chapel Hill and later returned to Watauga County, where he practiced law for years with his father. WCHL's legal and political analyst Hampton Dellinger says Governor Holzhauser's election was important for aspiring Republicans in North Carolina.
He was a model in a couple of different but pivotal ways. First, for Republicans to show that they could run and win statewide in North Carolina, something they had not been able to do successfully for so often throughout the 20th century.
While he was in office, Holzhauser created the UNC Board of Governors, which oversees the 17-campus university system. He also expanded public school kindergarten statewide as a proponent of education.
So it's a different legacy, I think, legislatively, probably not as deep as Governor Martin, and we'll see what the case is with Pat McCrory. But Pat McCrory is not faced with working across party lines in the way that Jim Holzhauser was.
Holzhauser was elected back in 1972 and served from 1973 to 77. He was the youngest governor since the 1800s. In a statement from UNC President Tom Ross, he says, on any issue of long-term importance to the university or higher education in the state, his counsel was sought out and highly valued. He was seen as the elder statesman of the Board of Governors, one with a gift for simply but eloquently getting to the heart of a complicated issue, bringing together diverse points of view and guiding his colleagues to consensus or resolution. That's a quote. To read the full statement and to hear the interview with Hampton Dellinger, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. After emails surfaced that purported to show a relationship between the UNC Athletic Department and department heads that created fake classes for student-athletes, UNC President Tom Ross says he does not know if this is a new development that requires further investigation until he reads the emails personally.
We'll be looking at that, and I'll be talking with the chairman about that, and we'll determine if there's any further action. But at this point, there really hasn't been any discussion of any next steps.
Ross has to see the emails between members of the athlete tutoring program and Julius Nangoro, former chair of the African and Afro-American Studies Department at Carolina. The News and Observer reported that Nangoro created classes that students did not have to attend in order to boost their grades. Ross says he also wants to see the timeline of the investigation.
There was some lapse of time between the request and I wanted to understand why that happened.
Ross repeatedly said after last week's Board of Governors meeting that he has not yet read the emails, nor has he talked with UNC to get information from the university itself. The Board of Aldermen will approve their budget tonight. They'll take a look at how transit tax money might be put to use in Carborough. Under next year's budget, the municipal tax rate will stay the same for the fifth year in a row, and town employees will get a 1.9% cost of living pay raise. County commissioners will sign off on a new budget and five-year capital investment plan when the board meets tonight. After weeks of negotiation and public hearings that drew dozens of residents pleading for more school funding, commissioners will finalize a spending plan that maintains the current property tax rate while digging into reserve funds to give more money to schools. And the budget also calls for the Chapel Hill Carborough special district tax rate to increase by 2 cents to provide $2 million to open the new Northside Elementary School. The plan includes money for new EMS personnel and technology upgrades, and it sets aside $250,000 for the Social Justice Fund, designed to lessen the impact of state cuts to social programs. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Tar Heels playing baseball later today. You will hear it right here on WCHL. Tar Heels taking on LSU in the College World Series out in Omaha, Nebraska. And the loser of this game will go home. It will be all over. The winner's still in contention for the national championship College World Series. That's what's happening today. You can hear it right here on WCHL and also streaming live on our website. Notwithstanding its loss to North Carolina State on Sunday, the UNC baseball team still in Omaha in pursuit of that title. Quite a few Triangle area residents made the trip with them, including Tom Jensen, the team's unofficial super fan.
There's actually a really positive vibe around the team, even after what happened yesterday. I think there's kind of a realization that yesterday we faced the best pitcher in the country, and he pitched like the best pitcher in the country that he is, but that this is a team that really has shown an ability to bounce back from adversity all year, and these guys really feel like they can still do this, and we'll do whatever we can to help them.
Jensen made those comments yesterday to WCHL. Most of the time, Jensen's better known as the director of public policy polling, the Raleigh-based firm that's fast developing a reputation as the most accurate pollster in the country. But during baseball season, he's likely to be on national TV as the most visible and audible member of the Tar Heel fan base. He is loud.
Well, it's funny. I definitely have people like recognize me on the street, recognize me in the grocery store as a super fan. Nobody has ever come up to me in the grocery store and been like, oh, man, you're the pollster.
Though you could call him the face of the Carolina fandom, Jensen's not the only one in Nebraska wearing Carolina blue. He says he figures UNC has the second largest fan base of the College World Series this year, behind only LSU, the team we're playing today. Even basketball coach Roy Williams made the trek to Omaha. Jensen says he was in the stands for Sunday's game. While the Tar Heels have their backs against the wall for after Sunday's 8-1 loss to the Wolfpack, Jensen says he will never count out this team because it has shown so many times it can come back from adversity.
It's a wonderful group of people. This is, you know, I've really been around this program hardcore for 8 years now. We've never had a group of kids and parents as special as this year, and regardless of what happens the rest of the week, it's just been one amazing ride.
Tar Heels versus LSU today, 3 o'clock, must-win game for both teams. We'll have it for you right here on 97.9 FM and streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. This is Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Danny Green has found his latest Carolina team. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Let's say that Tim Duncan is Tyler Hansbrough, the man in the middle who attracts most of the attention when the ball goes into the post, and that Tony Parker is a taller version of Ty Lawson, a bullet with the ball and multi ways to penetrate the defense. And Manu Ginobili is, well, there really isn't anyone like the Argentine lefty playmaker and shooter, which is also helping Green immensely. Like Wayne Ellington, and Green himself took advantage of the double-downing on Hansbrough and all the trapping on Lawson, Green is the perfect complement to an unselfish team that frankly would be running away with the NBA title if it weren't for LeBron James. If the Heat comes back to win two in Miami, it will be because James carried the team in spite of the odds. Those odds have fallen into San Antonio's favor because of Green, a supposed role player who has already set an NBA Finals record by making 25 three-pointers in 5 games while shooting 74% from the arc. Miami can't seem to believe that Green has done what he's doing, and his own teammates can't believe the Heat are still leaving him open on the perimeter. Parker, the short-lived husband of Desperate Housewives star Eva Longoria, is sensing desperation in the Miami camp. What to do with Green? Parker is amazed that the Heat defense is still trapping him with the ball and doubling Duncan at the post, leaving a smooth-moving Green to find the open spot beyond the three-point line and simply awaiting the ball for his quick-trigger release. We all hope it lasts, and Green goes from thrice-cut pro to the NBA Finals MVP. And wasn't it fun watching UNC grad Stuart Scott interviewing Green after Sunday night's Game 5, which is statistically speaking almost always pretends the winner of the series? Green calls it a higher power, or the basketball gods, but no less of a fan of his than Dookie Danny Ferry sired in Green when he drafted the former Tar Heel for Cleveland in the second round in 2009. Ferry says Green wasn't quite good enough to make the Cavaliers then, but often watched him be the second best player on the court in practice behind LeBron. And now Green is the guy who is not only breaking records on the outside, but giving King James fits on defense as well. Let's not try to figure it out right now. Let's all just enjoy. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
County Municipal Solid Waste Landfill will permanently close on June 30th. There will be no more disposal of regular trash after June 30th, so it is more important than ever to recycle all you can. Solid Waste Convenience Centers provide a full suite of solid waste and recycling services for residents only. The landfill will still accept construction and demolition waste and separated metal, mattresses, appliances, tires, electronics, clean wood, and yard waste. The hazardous waste collection will continue to serve Orange County residents and small businesses too. For more details, call 968-2788.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know your home-based business may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance? Many people have started a home-based business, but there's strict guidelines between homeowners and business insurance policies. Business pursuits within the home or conducted in a detached structure are excluded from this homeowner's policy. Don't assume your home-based business is covered for property liability. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Bean & Barrel. It's half off. $30 for food, available until midnight for $15. After a long day, come and enjoy the upscale bar and gourmet fare prepared by executive chef at Bean & Barrel. On the menu, find mouth-watering appetizers, delicious salads, and entrees such as steak, shrimp and grits, and vegetable risotto. It's half off from Bean & Barrel. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it is 8:30 at WCHL, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy today, 80% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today, about 83.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Within a couple of years, women might be training for combat. Changes could be detailed today from Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Crystal Beatty is an Army captain.
Sure, I'm not as physically strong as, let's just say, if there's the average male of 180 pounds. I don't weigh that much. I know I can't lift that much. But proportionately, yes, I feel I can do the same thing. That's what we all train for.
Brendan Kearney is a retired Marine Corps colonel.
I think they should be given the chance to go ahead and try to serve as combat engineers, Navy SEALs, Marine infantry men, reconnaissance, the entire thing.
Mike Lyons, a retired Army major, CBS military consultant, says in the big picture,
it's difficult to say whether or not more women in these combat units will change the dynamics of the sexual assault challenge the military has right now. The disproportion, though, of women in these combat units, there are none, and I'm not sure by putting just a few there will change that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL, 72 degrees. Cloudy skies all day, 80% chance of rain. High today, about 83 degrees. And cloudy skies, really, for the rest of the week. 84 people got arrested at the 7th Moral Monday protest yesterday at the North Carolina General Assembly building in Raleigh, including four members of the United Church of Chapel Hill. Many more people there from the Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County community. Police estimated that close to 1,000 people gathered for the rally outside, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. WCHL's Rachel Nash has been there every week. She was there yesterday, and here's her report.
That's the sound of hundreds of protesters inside the General Assembly. The activists who planned to be arrested walked in a circle outside the chamber doors, chanting and singing. 19-year-old Kira Fresklin was one of them.
I think it's time that we, stand up. You can't just talk the talk. You gotta walk the walk.
Fresklin and her pastor at the United Church of Chapel Hill, Jill Edens, along with fellow congregation members, Reverend Susan Steinberg and Dave Otto, all were arrested Monday night, rallying against Republican policies ranging from social spending to education and voting rights. 17 were arrested in the first Moral Monday protest in late April. Now the arrest total is nearing 500. The number of supporters has grown as well, with attendees traveling from places like Charlotte, Wilmington, and Black Mountain. Here's Pastor Edens. And we're in this for the long haul. I mean, we understand we could be doing this till November of 2014. The United Church of Chapel Hill has sent about 25 people each week, and about 10 members have been arrested. But before the arrestees, who wore green armbands, arrived at the General Assembly, the NAACP debriefed them on what to expect, how to march in, and passed out sign-up sheets. Here is Steinberg.
Honored to have this opportunity and thankful that it's so well organized that I feel very safe going into it.
Steinberg is the associate pastor for Children's Ministries in the United Church of Chapel Hill. She said the last straw for her was the proposed legislation that would allow guns to be carried in public places like playgrounds. NAACP protest organizers also provided snacks and transportation to the General Assembly for the soon-to-be arrestees. Here's NAACP State Chapter President and Civil Disobedience Movement leader, Reverend William Barber.
So let it be clear and let it be known. They may not change, but neither will we. As long as we got breath in our body, as long as we got marching in our feet, we will stand, we will fight, we will speak, we will stand, we will fight, forward together.
Speakers from state advocacy groups also spoke about environmental and health care issues, which were spotlighted topics of the day. Here's Dave Otto.
I'm here to stand up for what I think is important. I'm sick and tired of reading every day in the paper what the legislature is doing. I haven't seen a single thing that they propose that I agree with.
Before the supporters and arrestees marched into the General Assembly together, they gathered outside for a rally which included music and speeches. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention's Jan Berger was there. He carried his larger-than-life puppet representing Mother Earth to take a stand for the environment.
I try and have my work and what I believe in intermesh, not be different. So if I can use my art, the stuff that I make, the puppets and the images that we create, to make a difference in the world, feels great.
Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade and Damon Siles, who were arrested during previous protests, were in attendance, as well as Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties. Barber also issued a call for larger crowds to attend the next two protests, dubbing the Mass Moral Mondays. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, actually news around town, Chapel Hill's Design 2020 is presenting information on development agreements in Chapel Hill to give builders and citizens information about the potential future for construction planning efforts. The event is hosted by David Owens, professor of public law and government, and UNC Chapel Hill in the council chambers of Chapel Hill Town Hall tomorrow at 12 noon. Also tomorrow, certain Chapel Hill transit buses will be detoured between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. due to the closure of Raleigh Street between Country Club Road and South Road. The road will be closed because Carolina is conducting an emergency response drill near Davis Library. Routes include the A, DX, NU, RU, and U. For a list of detour routes and more information about the emergency drill, visit the News Around Town link on our website, chapelroad.com. And news about our friend Eric Montross. The 19th annual Eric Montross Father's Day basketball camp last weekend raised more than $55,000 for North Carolina Children's Hospital. More than 178 campers of kids and dads got together at the Dean Smith Center to share quality time together, all while helping others. The event has raised more than $1 million since it was established in 1994, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting North Carolina Children's Hospital. To see photos from the event or to learn more about the camp, visit the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:38, 22 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL. Willis Richard has today's commentary. We have what you're saying in the street today. Also, being Tuesday, is Adopt a Pet Day. We'll introduce you to some rock and roll kitties coming up.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Good morning. It is 8:41, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. WCHL, that's Rod Stutz. It is Tuesday morning. You know that means it's Adopt-A-Pet Day. And today we have Laura Greist from Paws Forever. And Laura, thanks for coming with Genesis, Kansas, and Styx. And I just want to know, where is Van Halen, Journey, and Guns N' Roses?
They may be back at the kitten shelter.
Somebody got creative when naming these cats. Tell us about them.
Well, these three little ones, two males and a female, they have quite a history, actually. They were found in a parking lot when they were about 2 months old, and there are three of them. We assume they're all litter mates, and we've had them ever since. They're now about 3 months old. We've got two little orange boys and a sweet gray little girl.
Mm-hmm. They're really, really cool kittens. They're about 3 months old, I guess that's the estimate. And they're ready to go right now, aren't they?
Yes, they're ready to be adopted. And anyone who's interested can visit the shelter. You can learn more at pawsforever.org.
All right. Now, if somebody wants to come out to your place and just take a look at what you guys have, what do they do?
They're welcome to come out. They can also call us in advance if they have any questions. And our website is actually quite extensive. You can
yes,
learn a
is.
Little bit about them. You can see a photo. You can learn about all of the other animals that are available as well.
That's a great website, by the way.
Yes, it's a beautiful website. And again, it's pawsforever.org.
Laura, you know, the cool thing is we have a huge success rate in getting these animals adopted, whether they be dogs or cats or kittens or puppies. And, you know, we hope that we'll get homes for these. I know you would love nothing better than to adopt them all three to somebody, but I'm assuming you'll adopt them out individually as well.
Yes. Families are welcome to adopt them individually, but by all means, the more the merrier.
All right. Fantastic. And Laura, thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I started volunteering. I said I could only commit about 30 minutes a week, and now it's about 30 hours. I can't stay away. They kind of wrap their finger around you and pull at your heartstrings, and it's an amazing organization to volunteer with.
It kind of multiplied, didn't it? I mean, you know, the minutes and hours that you're putting in. Rand Northam has a couple of dogs at his house, but I think he's getting ready to adopt at least one of these cats, too. So, you know, they're really cool. They're really cool rock and roll kitties. Again, Genesis, Kansas, and Styx. And my hat's off to whoever named them. And that's really cool. Let's get them adopted. You can go to our website later on in the day. Also, our Facebook page. We'll have a link to your website. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
It is 8:43 at WCHL. 17 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Willis Witchard. 15 years ago, the executive director of the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching invited me to membership on the center's foundation board. My parents were public school teachers. I am a product of public education. I now have grandchildren in the public schools. Dr. Mary Jo Allen could not have known what a soft touch I would be for her request. She had made it to a man who could choke up just driving past a schoolhouse. I spent 11 years on the center's foundation board and have now been on its board of trustees for 4 years. I have established and helped to fund scholarships there to honor my mother and the late Simon Terrell of Chapel Hill, who was my teacher and basketball coach at Durham High. I have attended week-long seminars with teachers and been a presenter in briefer programs. I have often thought that with the benefit of NCAT, my mother might have taught longer and my father might have lived longer. Teachers are refreshed, renewed, reinvigorated by the NCAT experience. Retention rate in the profession is significantly higher for teachers with that experience than for those without it. Most important, by enriching teachers, we are enriching their students. On the last full day of the programs I have attended, the participating teachers were asked how they would integrate their NCAT learning into their classrooms. Every one of them knew exactly how they would do it. So why have I become a first-time commentator on WCHL to tell you this? Because we are at serious risk of losing this vital institution. The North Carolina House budget funds it for the coming biennium, but the Senate budget does not. Quality professional development for teachers is not optional. In today's complex world, teaching is a rapidly changing profession, and the only way to prepare North Carolina's students for their future is through relevant and sustained professional learning for their teachers. For the sake of our children, who are our future, let's keep the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching to advance teaching as an art and a profession. Let our state legislators know that in the conference committee, the House position, which retains high-quality professional development for our children's teachers, must prevail. This is Willis Witchard.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Pavich. In Raleigh, there's all kinds of things to do. We hit the streets to find out why you visit the City of Oaks.
My name's Peter Aitken. I have lived in Chapel Hill for over 20 years. We go to Raleigh or Durham for entertainment probably about once a month, maybe twice.
Bob Morado. I work in Chapel Hill. We go to Raleigh very seldom.
My name's Ben Bryant. I work in Chapel Hill, but I live in Raleigh. We go out in Raleigh probably once a week.
Lisa Parks, Chapel Hill. In Raleigh, I actually work in Raleigh, so NC State basketball games.
My name is Ann, and I live in Raleigh. Raleigh Brewing Company is a new brewery that opened up in March, and they are absolutely fantastic. They have a huge tap room and tasting room. The Red Hat Amphitheater is a great place to see concerts.
How often do you visit Raleigh?
My name is Joe Sanders. I live in Carrboro and I never go to Raleigh for entertainment.
Jennifer Faber. I live in Chapel Hill once a week, twice a week. I have a sister who lives in Raleigh and I go to and I run errands.
Dylan Winters. I'm staying with my mom right now over by Chapel Hill High School. Once or twice every couple months probably, just for like shows or see family and stuff.
James Kilpatrick in Carrboro, about twice, three times a month.
My name is Chelsea Dyring and I'm from Hillsborough. I don't go to Raleigh very often, but that's just because I've got lots of kids.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, or something really special like an engagement ring, Berkeley Grimble is the guy to see at Grimble Jewelers. They're there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Villas Plaza, next door to Whole Foods.
Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you, Ron. Still seeing delays on 15501 southbound between I-40 and Ephesus Church Road or the East Franklin split area. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40 as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. No accidents, no additional delays. But if you see anything as the day continues on, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, Rand, thank you very much for all the hard work you've been doing all morning long.
Glad to do it.
It's been really busy right now. We've got about 8,000 news stories.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there really is.
It's not going to be one of those calm summers, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. Not going to be a calm day either.
That's right.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover to Weather presented by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill, where fathers get a free dessert today. I know it's a couple of days after Father's Day, but they're doing this today with a purchase of two entrees. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is the perfect place to watch the Tar Heels in the College World Series inside or on one of two patios. They're located in the East 54 Shopping Center. All right, your weather looks like this. 73 degrees. And mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms probably in the afternoon. High temperature today about 83. Chance of rain is 80%. That will extend all the way through tonight's forecast. Overnight low 68. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunder boomers. High tomorrow about 80. Tomorrow night more clouds. Low in the low 60s. And on Thursday partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. In fact, the weather will hold true to form for the rest of the weekend as well.
Great news from Durham Tech for those with a bachelor's degree needing additional classes to prepare for graduate or professional school. Whether it's anatomy and physiology, microbiology, statistics, pathophysiology, psychology, or sociology, go to durhamtech.edu and type the words visiting degree students into the search box. Get the special admission code and become eligible to enroll for the spring 2014 semester. Get the full details at durhamtech.edu.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carbro Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carbro Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarbroFamilyMedicine.net.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Coming up in just a few minutes, your opportunity to meet today's WCHL hometown hero. Pretty interesting story today. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day last hour? Call me, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and give me the definition, and I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL-1853. 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for specified terms. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
The Orange County Municipal Solid Waste Landfill will permanently close on June 30th. There will be no more disposal of regular trash after June 30th, so it is more important than ever to recycle all you can. Solid Waste Convenience Centers provide a full suite of solid waste and recycling services for residents only. The landfill will still accept construction and demolition waste and separated metal, mattresses, appliances, tires, electronics, clean wood, and yard waste. The hazardous waste collection will continue to serve Orange County residents and small businesses too. For more details, call 968-2788.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Good morning, it is 8:55, 5 minutes until 9 o'clock, KWCHL. Discover the new music and arts events at the 140 West Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill. If you'd like more information, you can log on to townofchapelhill.org/140West.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We have two WCHL hometown heroes, Laura Morrison with the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, and Vimalit Rajendran, the owner of Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe. Here's Laura to tell you all about Martha's Day.
Martha was my mom, and she was a victim of domestic violence 17 years ago. Her birthday is in July, and Compass Center also celebrates its first birthday in July, so I thought it was a good time to do a community-wide event. I do something for her birthday every year, but this is the first year I've done something public and charitable, and I mentioned it to Vimala. She was so gracious, and she's like, let's do an event. So it all came together really quickly, and I'm really excited about where it's headed.
Sometimes that's just the way it works here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Laura wanted to do a special event to honor her mom. She wanted to help a local charitable organization, and she turned to Vimalit Rajendran, who's been well known for a long time for getting involved in the community.
Yes. The reason I specifically reached out to her is because I knew she was a victim of domestic violence, mm-hmm. and I thought she'd be willing to connect me with people that would be willing to donate, and I know she's very giving, so it was really exciting, which was really encouraging for me and got me really amped about the event and celebrating my mom in a way that I haven't before.
Martha's Day happens on Monday, July 8th.
It's pretty simple. People will come to dinner, would order a meal, pay for their meal. We'll have some folks there encouraging donations. Certain levels of donations will get you certain things from the menu. Donation of more than 250 in person gets you the Martha plate, which will be a special meal and a glass of wine. We're thinking about working something out that my mom would have liked to eat, but I'm not sure how that's going to work. And then we're having live music. The Mahalo Jazz 3 is going to be performing, and I'm sure someone from Compass Center will speak. I will likely speak, but it's just really relaxed. And the other piece of it is a raffle sponsored by DSI Comedy for an iPad Mini.
And this special event, Martha's Day, is to raise money for Compass Center. Once again, here's Laura to tell you about this great local organization.
Compass Center is the organization that now exists after the merger of Family Violence Prevention Center and Women's Center, and they merged last year in July, and so they're celebrating their first birthday. and they do work to end domestic violence, building up women and family and kids.
It's an emotional undertaking, and it takes quite a lot of work to put an event like this together. It happens on July 8th, Martha's Day. That's why Laura Morrison and Vimala Rajendran are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Bean & Barrel. It's half off. $30 for food, available until midnight for $15. After a long day, come and enjoy the upscale bar and gourmet fare prepared by executive chef at Bean & Barrel. On the menu, find mouth-watering appetizers, delicious salads, and entrees such as steak, shrimp and grits, and vegetable risotto. It's half off from Bean & Barrel. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, cloudy day. 80% chance of rain today. High today, about 83.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals R.